When the sun is bright and the wind is still, she comes to you like a sudden chill. Draped in black from head to toe, how she got there, you'll never know.
Today's the day.
What's up, guys? I'm Katie Hettenbach, and welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. Let's get into it, because today's the day. There's women, and they're in the yard. What are they doing in the yard? They're women, and the women are in the yard, and the yard's in the women. The women are in the yard, and the yard's in the women, and the women are yarding, and the yarding are women. The women are yarding. The yarding are women. The women are in the yard, and the yards of women. I saw the woman in the yard, and guess what? We're gonna talk about it. I liked it, guys. Listen, I liked it. I was surprised. I was like, this could be terrible, and it was fun. It was fun. It, not like fun, like a fun slasher, but the acting was really good. The acting was so fucking good by everybody. But let's. I digress. Let's. Focus, ADHD, focus. Okay, so if you don't know what the women in the yard is about, I don't know, the women, they're in the yard. It's a lot more serious, okay? You're like, why is she in the yard? Suicide. Uh-oh, Biscadio. Okay, anyways, here's the log line that IMDb wrote. A mysterious woman repeatedly appears in a family's front yard, often delivering chilling warnings and unsettling messages, leaving them to question her identity, motives, and the potential danger she might pose. I don't like that. I'm going to give you a better one. A grieving family mourning the loss of their husband, the father, encounter this woman in the yard, and strange occurrences start happening, and her true motives are revealed. I think that's better. Suicide. That's her motives. Suicide. Crazy. It's a small cast. It is five people in this entire cast, and they are all fucking powerhouses. I don't know any of them, but they all are so fucking good. I was shocked, especially the kids. Oh my God, the kids, Annie and Taylor, so fucking good. Normally, I'm like, I see a kid on screen, I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you, kid. I'm sure they're great kids. I'm sure they're nice, but fuck them kids. These kids, great, great kids. Actors, oh, my light just turned off. Oh no, it's okay. We're killing it. We're crushing it. No, but seriously, these kids were so fucking good. I was really, really impressed with their acting and just everything. Okay, so a couple moments that I really enjoyed were the daughter, like when they first see the women in the chair, and the mom's like outside. And also, by the way, she got into a car accident, and that's how the husband died. And it's revealed later that she was driving the car and feels the guilt, and the women in the yard. I can't stop saying it like that. It's such a serious movie, but the women in the yard, I can't stop saying it. I'm not gonna stop. She is like grief, and I think that's what she represents. A little on the nose. But, and then it gets weird. But the mom kind of protects her kids and says, you know, oh, your dad was driving, that's why he died. It's like, no, they were going to get a divorce. She wasn't happy. Because they live in buttfuck nowhere. And they live in a farmhouse. And I thought it was a pretty nice farmhouse. I was like, I don't like your complaint, lady. I mean, you don't have a job, that's fair. But I'm like, it's a pretty nice farmhouse. I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, so That's that. But the mom's outside. She's talking. She's like, "Who the fuck are you? Who are hello?" I would have been like, "Hey, bestie, what's up?" She approached her very, like, hostile-like, which I understand because she's creepy and she's got a veil over her and she's just kind of fitting there. But I would have been like, "Hey, bestie, what's up? You good? You need some help? Do you need water? Do you need a ride? Do you need to leave? What if we left? What if we didn't do what we were doing right now? Thoughts on that? I think we should try that. Hear me out. What if we left the yard?" Shocking. And you know what's crazy? She does leave the yard eventually to go into the house. Suicide. Anyways, the daughter, the little Annie, she's adorable. She goes to her older brother, Taylor, and she's like, why does she have that thing over her face? Is she disformed? She, you know, and like, you know, they're trying to figure out why she's there, but they keep asking why. And then she says, "Where'd she get that chair?" And in my head, I literally took out my phone in the theater and was like, I have to write this down because this is funny. She just comes with the chair. But I was thinking that she's, when she's not being a creepy woman of the yard, she's actually a woman of the street and she's a street performer. And that's actually what she's really good at, is the street art of pretending like she's sitting on a chair, but she's not. That's her art form. Think about it. We thought about it and we love it. Great. Awesome. Sick. Cool. Moving on. Next. Oh, Chicken's dad. That was crazy. When she's like, today's the day, which I've only been hearing that. I was so confused about what this movie was actually about, but I was like, I don't know. I don't like that today's the day. It's creepy. I'm like, it's either going to be really good or dog shit. And honestly, it wasn't bad. I didn't hate it. I know some people will have problems with it, but I thought it was pretty good. But the chickens, I don't know why that part got me. She like reveals her hands. The women of the yard, is that what she's called? Woman, that's her name. Woman, the women of the yard. She reveals her hands that are covered in blood, and all of a sudden, all the chickens are dead. What? Chickens are dead. And the dog is outside. They have a dog named Charlie, and Charlie is barking. And this woman, what's her name? Ramona, the mom. She's like, "Shut the fuck up, Charlie." And I've been there. I've been there when you have an animal and you're frustrated and you're having like an anxiety thing, and they just won't like leave you alone. You're like, "I just need you to go over there." I'm like, "I love you so much. You know you don't know any better, but just I need you to move. I need you to not touch me. I need you to go away." Ha! Now, having a pet rabbit, R.I.P. King, he would be at my feet when I would be doing my makeup, and sometimes I would just get overstimulated. And it's such soft by your feet, and I'd be like, "Get away from me!" I'm like, "I'm gonna kick you. I don't want to kick you, but you're big out of it. Giving me the heebie jeebies." You don't love him to death. Never purposely. Now they're gonna be like, "She kicked her." I didn't kick him. He would run at my feet. And then it was just perfectly timed, and he did fly a couple times. But he came back because he kept wanting to do it, so that it turned into a game. So, anyways, she kicked her rabbit. That crazy psycho. Unsubscribe. I don't kick my rabbit. Anyways. R.I.P. King. I love you. Oh, I really liked in the movie how they were like, "Oh, the internet's out, the power's out. And they don't, you know, it's, I think that's, I mean, I didn't like that, but it's, you know, in today's day and age, we have cell phones and you have to basically be like, okay, how is there no internet? How can they not call people? Oh, because they don't have the power. Got it. So you have to find a way to do that. While being creative, and I think it worked. I don't know. It worked for me. I wrote it down because I was like, this somehow like scratched an itch in my brain. I was like, yeah, you know what? That's valid. Your phone's dead and you can't charge it. That's why you can't call for help. Say no more. Valid. Valid. Okay. This was a moment where I was like, whoa. There's this one shot where, again, we're jumping around because that's what I do in my notes. And that's what we do in these episodes anyways. There's this one shot where Annie gets taken by the women in the dark. The women in the yard, but she's in the dark. And she turned Annie into the dark. And the mom, Ramona, is trying to find the daughter. So she goes into this little, like, Coraline-esque... It was giving, it was like Babylon. Barbarian. It was getting barbarian with like the tunnels. And she's like walking through. And all of a sudden she like pops out of the mirror. And I was like, oh, that was foreshadowed. Because if you watched when they were had the flashbacks with the husband, when they were having the conversations, there's a bunch of mirrors in every, like in every scene. But also literally in between them, there's a sign that says, mirrors two-way da 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 showing. Hello? The woman in the yard is popping a wheelie. Good for her, honestly. You slay, queen. Slay. No, okay, so she walks through the mirror and it turns into, from the beginning, when she's watching her phone, you know, all depressed because her husband's died. So you're re-watching, you know, the videos, you know, grieving and reliving those moments. And she's watching the video of her husband being like, I had a dream. And, you know, where the farm was all fixed up and, you know, your favorite flowers were everywhere. What were they called? Irises. Yeah, irises. And da 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 da. And, you know, we should name the farm. What should we name it? She goes, I don't know. But when she's walking through, so she ends up becoming in, she ends up, you know, in that memory, which is of course the woman in the yard twisting her brain, whatever. She walks through the mirror and I don't know if it's one single cut or if it's a perfect seamless edit, but it just transitions from like the dark depths of the tunnels into the bedroom of the memory so seamlessly. I was like, this, please tell me it's practical and it was one shot because it was so fucking good. I don't care if it was editing, I don't care. I was like, that's awesome. That is such a good shot. Oh my God. The fact that I noticed it, I was like, that's awesome. I hope it's one shot. I hope it is because it was so fucking good. Oh my God. So just, yeah, that scene. Love it. Good. Also, I was a little confused about the woman in the yard, her powers, because she's like making them kind of hallucinate. And the mom is like, she's with the daughter and the brother and they're in the front room and the daughter is learning how to spell colors. And meanwhile, the mom, she is picking at her cut, her suture stitches, and I hate this. I know they do it because it's like I know the horror people do this. They're like, oh, what if we put a string in their wound and they keep pulling it out and it's just this like super tension pulling, literally. So that, from her knee, she's pulling this tiny string, but then cutting in with the daughter writing, learning how to spell letters and write her letters. She's like, Mom, is this blue? Is how you spell blue? Mom, is this how you spell purple? How do you spell fucking purple? I was like, bitch, I'm not cut out to be a mom. Right there, I was like, I would snap. I'm like, I'm picking something out of my suture, daughter. But then the daughter's like, she's, you know, keeps putting the R's the wrong way and the mom freaks the fuck out, which comes back to the mirror thing. comes back to the mirror. Ooh. But the R's have to be, you know, to the right, to the right, to the right. They go to the right, to the right. And so she's like, oh, you know what? I saw. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, baby. Come here. Give me a hug. Gives her daughter a hug. And she had a knife near her and she stabs her daughter. But then reality turns back and she's actually stabbing a pillow. And everyone's like, well, Mom, what the fuck's wrong with you? Why are you stabbing that pillow? She's like, everyone get away from me for a hot second. I'm like, yeah, you should put yourself in a room and stay there because the feminine in the yard is, she's controlling you or something because that's not good. Also, when Ramona, the main character, she goes out, she's like, what the fuck do you want? She didn't say that. She should have. She should have came out with the gun and been like, hey, bitch, why are you sitting in the yard? Standing is one thing. But she got a chair. She found a chair and she said, I sit here. Crazy. Chris, a woman in the yard. And she's like, why are you here? And she's like, today's the day. You called me here. Because in the beginning, as she's getting out of bed and she's got her crutches on either side, she goes, please give me strength. Please give me strength. And one of my notes just said suicide. Again, suicide. But in the end, when, you know, the women of the yard is like, they are face to face. And Ramona's like, I'm gonna kill you. This ends here. She goes, it does end here. It ends today. Today's the day. And she's like, you called me. He's like, I didn't call you for shit. She's like, you asked for me. What did you ask for? She's like, Ramona says, I asked for strength to go on. She goes, no, you asked for strength to end it all. And that is why she is there. And instantly you're like, but then you go, then why were you scaring the kids? Why were you moving shit around the house? Which was fun. Because she's over here, like, moving shit with, you know, the light and the shadow. I liked that because it took place. We're going to, you know, come back to that. But I liked that it took place all during the day. Because, again, we don't see that very often. But it was like, oh, the light. We actually want the dark because that's what's safer. Normally, it's like, no, the light is bad. Or the light is good. Stay in the light. It's like, no, the light is bad. Stay in the dark. That's what's better. That's what's safer. I like that. But yeah, no, so that was the reason why she was there. And she's like, yeah, your kids are actually gonna be better off without you if you, you know, end it all. Like, this is what you need to do. She's like, maybe I do need to do this. She's like, I'm gonna say goodbye. So she says goodbye to her kids and she's like, go kids, go to the farm next door, you'll be fine, get out of here. And then her daughter's like, but here's this little penguin and then it'll protect you. And then it actually did, because instead of, I thought she was gonna end it all. And I was like, fuck, is she gonna kill herself? I was like, don't kill yourself, please don't. And then she didn't, because she saw the penguin and she's like, nah, I'm stronger than this shit, my kids do need me. And I was like, fuck yeah, because I was bracing for impact, because I kept doing like long sweeping shots of like the interiors and like the exterior. And I was like, fuck, we're just gonna hear a gunshot. And I'm like, I'm gonna be so sad. But there wasn't a gunshot. It was her running to her kids, and the light was now the safe place. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. I don't know. I was like, it's so good. So happy. She's so happy she didn't do it. So fucking good. Oh, okay, but going back again, when she was in the mirror and they had that memory, she starts to realize that she's like, this isn't reality. This is like, something's fucking up. And her husband then takes a sheet and like puts it over her face and starts like, you know, choking her out. All of a sudden, she's the woman in the yard and she's talking to herself. So she's like, how did I get here? What's happening? And then it transitions to where she's in every scene is now the women in the yard and is like experiencing everything that's happened. And I just thought that I was like, oh, this switch up. I was not expecting that. It was fun. Again, not fun, but like, you know, it was something different. And I was like, I liked it. This is by all means not a fun movie, but I liked it. If that makes sense. So if I'm not going to elaborate on fun again. You get it. And if you don't, drop it in the comments. Keep it to yourself. But yeah. Oh, I really liked this, guys. I really did. I was not expecting to like this. I have been seeing promo for this. I went to a screening a few weeks ago for a different movie, and somebody was, or they were promoting this movie by having somebody sit in a chair, have blood on their hands, and just kind of scare people quietly. And I was like, dude, they are promoting this movie so fucking hard. Like, Blumhouse, you did a great job, genuinely. It's hit or miss with Blumhouse, but like, this was honestly pretty good. I feel like people are gonna hate it. I feel like it's, you know, horror movies, when you look at IMDb, it is so hard to rate and judge a horror movie because the ratings are so much harder. Like, people rate horror movies so much harder than they do other movies. I consider anything over a 5 good. It's a 5.7 right now. I think it should stay at a 6. I don't think it was that bad. I really don't. But that's just me. I enjoyed this. Again, the acting was fucking insane. It was so eerie, and honestly, it had me. I don't get scared very often, but I am afraid of not the dark, but what lurks in the darkness. And there was a lot of door frames and like dark corners, and you're like, is she in that corner? And then there's this one scene when they're in the attic and you know she's there, and they just linger on it for a little too long. It's giving like the Hereditary shot where she's just chilling in the corner and you're like, she's just gonna be there. Oh yeah, you can see her. And if you just hear like the creaks, you don't hear, there's no music, it's just silence. You just feel like the creaks of the room, like the room tone. And it's so eerie, but like, oh god, it hit hard for me. Also, it hit hard for me because I was in an empty theater. I went fully by myself, middle of the day. I was like, this movie's out, let's go, let's watch it. Guys, go see it in the theater, please. It's fun. Did you like it? Did you see it? What are your thoughts? Let me know about the women in the yard. I like the women in the yard. Was I afraidy or not afraidy? You know what? I was afraidy at times. I was honestly a little bit afraidy. Is that a first? I think so. Yeah. Now, I might not ever watch this movie again because it's kind of depressing. I don't like those kind of movies. But honestly, it was very good and I am very impressed with it. Yeah, that's me. That's what I think. What do you think? Were you afraidy? Were you not afraidy? On a scale of 1 to 10 rating, I give it a 6. You know what? I give it a 6. I liked it. I think over 5 is good. Now I'm going to change it. I'm going to give it a 7. I liked it. No, fuck it. I changed it. You're right. Because I think it deserves higher than it's getting. And it deserves more. But I don't think it's a 10. But I think it was a really solid movie. The cinematography, everything felt good. Like, also the production design was really fucking good. And just everything felt fleshed out. Sometimes Blumhouse movies seem like they're kind of thrown together and kind of chaotic, which, again, I love that. I'm fine with that. But this one needed to be more fleshed out, and I think it was. So, well done. And yeah, I guess that's it. For that, what did you think? Did you like it? Tell me, please. Let me know. I want to know. I want to know your opinions, too. But yeah, that's about that. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment on our YouTube, Katie Afraidy. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Katie Afraidy. You want a copy of Fangoria, use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. We also have a sticker store on Sticker Mule. Yay, Katie Afraidy. There's also a link in the bio. So get some Katie of Freddy stickers. I'm working on some fun designs, other ones. Some might just say, sure, why not? I had one that said I was cast in Scream 7. I don't know why. That just makes me giggle because everyone's coming back to life in that movie. But why not? And yeah, oh, also Filmcraft Studio Gear. Shout out to them. We love you, Filmcraft. You want some cool gear? Well, go to filmcraftla.com or filmcraftla on Instagram. And I guess my shitty advice to you about this movie is, if you see a woman in the yard, if you see a woman and she's in your yard, don't. What if she didn't interact with her at all? Thoughts on that? Or hear me out. Don't talk to yourself. Keep it all internal. Don't ever externalize your thoughts. Keep them all inside. Shut it down. Just bottle everything up and don't let it out. I think that's my shitty advice for you. But yeah, this is kind of a heavier movie. So if you need mental health help, please reach out to a trusted adult, a trusted friend. You are loved. Don't forget about that. Okay, cool. Okay, that's going to be it for me. And on that note, I'll see you guys next time. Stay spooky.
Today's the day.